Theater of the People wraps up its first year in grand style with two productions that have so many strengths that I wish I had far more space than I have. They began their season of twofers with Stories of Daring Deeds from Ibsen, moved to Ladies of Lust with Oscar Wilde and August Strindberg, and now it's Beauty Betrayed with Medea and the Trojan Women by Euripides. Each of the earlier efforts had a mixture of verve, thoughtful intelligence, and skills, but with Beauty Betrayed, the Euripides revival, they've moved to a new level. Their postmodern approaches take them and the audience deeply into the pre-modern world of Euripides. Co-founder David Noskow directs his co-founder Hannah Moss as Medea in a strong production. Moss is by turns aristocratic, distant, alluring, and frightening, and yes, tragic. At the high point of the dreadful action, I found myself thinking about the definition of tragedy, the catharsis of pity and terror, and saying, hey, this is it. There are plenty of high points and touches in Medea. As Jason, the woman who Medea accuses of betrayal, Jared Miller made a very sympathetic figure. I enjoyed the loopy but wise characterization of the nurse by Susie Zimmerman and the graceful way that she choreographed the group movement. The chorus performs as a quartet and individually, and each had a special quality. Alexandra Lucas was a straight charmer in pink. Jennifer Smith in blue actually sang her lines in a slightly bluesy style. The Trojan Women, co-directed by Sabrina Lloyd and Sean Call, was presented on a smaller scale with half as many actors, but no less focus and a heart-rending climax. As the women, led by Sam Gernick as Hecuba, sat lamenting on the ground outside the ruined walls, Shanta Parasuraman as Helen sat exiled by the bitter group playing guitar accompaniment. Their story is a tale of women as spoils of war. They sit, they talk, as they're parceled out to the victors by the sympathetic soldier Talthybius, played by Maggie Bontrager. Mary Latifah Mullooly was the Cassandra who knows all but is listened to by none. Hannah Kennedy played a character called the Nameless Woman. It was she who addressed the audience directly and talked about how good Troy had been and what a great place. In many of the play's speeches, the directors have the actors speak in an almost disjointed staccato. It lent additional power to Kennedy that she spoke in a more familiar manner. Feral Pauls was Hector's wife, a woman who, as she laments the death of her husband, must have their legacy, their child, snatched away and put to death. Again, I was reminded of pity and terror, but here it was mostly tears. Theater of the People's production of the Euripides revival, Beauty Betrayed, Medea and the Trojan Women, have final performances Thursday and Friday at 8 and Saturday at 2 and 8 in the Rose Fire Bay of the John Waldron Arts Center. You can find this review and an interview with co-founders David Noskow and Hannah Moss and director Sabrina Lloyd on our website at wfiu.org. At the Theater for You, I'm George Walker.